Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy, and this is your Daily Anchor. That's right, that one word, that one bit of encouragement designed to keep you rooted and grounded as you go throughout the rest of your day. Listen, our scripture today comes from Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, and it says, "He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning." Listen, I'm blessed this morning by this scripture because it says to me that despite all that is going on, God is still in control and God gives to us what we need. Listen, it says he changes times and seasons. So regardless of what the time seems to be, regardless of what the circumstance seems to be or the season in your life, that we serve a God who is able to control and to change the timing and the seasons of our lives. It says he deposes kings and raises up others. It means God is not intimidated by those who would seem to be in power. In fact, God is willing and desires to raise up others. Those of us who may have even been overlooked over time. And finally, it says, he gives wisdom to the wise. We ask for God and oftentimes look for wisdom and knowledge in other places, but this says that wisdom comes from God and that God gives knowledge to the discerning. Listen, sometimes you may feel like people are going around behind your back, like things are working against you without your knowledge. But here's the thing, my mom always says that the Holy Spirit never leaves her ignorant. In other words, when you need to know it, that God would allow it to be placed in your spirit so that you can discern what God's next move is for you in your life. Listen, as you go throughout this Monday, I hope that you have set your sights on God, that you know that God is in control of everything in your life and that God's word is true when he says that he is concerned with the details of our lives, that he will perfect those things, every little detail that concern his children. All right, I hope this has blessed you guys as much as it's blessed me, and I pray that you'll join me right back here tomorrow for your edition of the Daily Anchor.